It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're studying the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew. We're in the 6th chapter. We're going to start reading with the 19th verse and read down through verse 24 today. And so please that you would open your Bibles. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 is where we're going to start. Glad that you've joined us today. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, our phone number is 217-847-2717. If you would like to check our website out, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. ParkviewBibleChurch.org. The plan of salvation is clearly stated there. Our Constitution is there. And there are many studies of different books of the Scripture that have been studied and recorded. And I hope that you would enjoy those. Just take a look at them, and I think you'll enjoy them. But it's ParkviewBibleChurch.org. And if you'd like to send us an email, that'd be ParkviewBible.org. At gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com, whichever is convenient for you. So please now open your Bibles. We'll prepare for the study. We like to get right to it. Enjoy every minute. Matthew chapter 6, beginning to read with verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through, nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thine whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. It's a wonderful opportunity we have to open the precious Word, to read and to study the precious Word. So, please now, let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank and praise you each day that we have an opportunity to open your precious Word. And I pray that we spend much time in poring over your Word, looking into it, enjoying it, and just being excited, Father, about learning more and more about you so we can live more and more as you want us to, and to build our lives around bringing honor and glory to you, as this Scripture tells us concerning our treasures. So please, dear Lord, touch every heart today, those that know you as their Lord and Savior, that today they'll enjoy this study and grow, and those that have never come by faith to you, never trusted in you as their Lord and Savior, that today would be the day that they would accept you as their Savior, recognizing that Your Son Jesus went to the cross, died on the cross so that we can live. He had no sin. He'd done nothing wrong. But he accepted the responsibility because of being a perfect sacrifice, could die on the cross. The wages of sin is death. He died so that we can live. And then he rose again 3 days later, Father. Just we thank and praise you for that victory. And now not only we have victory over death, we also have a joy of living each and every day in service to you. So please guide and lead us through this study now, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We've gotten ourselves down to the 20th verse there. We can sure begin once again with that 19th verse. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. You know, we build up so much of our thoughts and our energy to things, And we have discussed in the last few weeks concerning those things that that just deteriorate. They go away, or somebody steals them, something that's of great importance to us, and yet someone comes in and takes it away from us. We need to kind of set our priorities straight, and that's what this is talking about here. Let's figure out what's worthy. And so the question comes, and that is, how do we lay up treasures in heaven? That's kind of where we ended last time we were together with the 20th verse. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And then it confirms it, where moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. And so we need to figure out here, how do we lay up treasures in heaven? We can use our earthly possessions, and if we use them in the correct way, we can lay up treasures in heaven. So we can take things, material things, and literally use it for God's glory and really enjoy and get the blessings from our Lord, because we're laying things up. It's not that it's so important to us. It's not our life that what we have and do here upon earth. Our life is the joy of walking with the Lord Jesus Christ and laying things up in heaven. Now, when I say we're going to lay things up in heaven, the more that we do to bring honor and joy to our Lord, the more we have to lay at His feet, to give Him these gifts. It's not that we're storing things up, so when I get there, I'm going to have all these things. You know, down here, I got a motorcycle and a camper and a boat, and I got a big house, and I got a swimming pool, and I got a gorgeous, wonderful car, and I got all these things, and I'm getting more things. And now, let's think about this. If I do this for God, then I'm going to lay these things up above, and so then I can have a motorcycle up there. No. You're so tied up in the things that give you a small amount of pleasure here that you're missing what really brings in joy and pleasure. What really brings to you as the fruit of the Spirit, and only God can give that to you as you surrender to Him, and that's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's who you become. That's who you are. So please just walk each day so that you're that person that possesses in their life constantly, daily, hourly, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. What a joy. What an exciting life to not have worries and fears and all those things that come. So back to the question, how do we lay up treasures in heaven? We read a couple of verses last time we were together, and we'll reread those and then proceed on through. Matthew chapter 5, verse 12. Kind of lays the groundwork. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Now, that was coming through the persecution. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice. Rejoice. And see, we can, when we possess that sweet spirit, that sweet joy, the fruit that God is giving to us. Now, on to the verse 46 in that same chapter, chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? You see, we need to understand that we have an opportunity. When we talk about the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, that is a God-given power that the natural man can't have. And so we can have a love for the brothers and the sisters, and we need to walk each day and express that love and that joy. And we can when we know the Lord Jesus and walk with him. And then in the 6th chapter, verse 6, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast but shut thy door, pray thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." And so our prayer life, our fellowship with our Lord, is the beginning of this treasure that we need to lay up. So you need to communicate with him. You can't just be the one that's doing all the talking. You need to be the one that listens and then responds. That's so important, to listen and to respond. In Revelation, with the church of Ephesus, you'll find that they are called because they have walked away from their first love. That love of the Lord Jesus, they begin, we're going to talk about that today concerning the two masters. They begin to not have a single master being the Lord Jesus Christ to lead them and guide them. They begin to add a master, which was the world, and they begin to enjoy that world, and God called them to remember. Remember what you had. And then he calls them to repent, and then he tells them to go. In other words, get to work. And so the church of Ephesus was commanded to do that, and we need to understand that there is great opportunities and joy, but it begins with our fellowship with the Lord. We must have that fellowship. One more, and then we'll get to the next little section here, and that's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I hope that you have the opportunity to turn. You can hear my pages turn, or I hope you can, and you realize that I'm just turning to the scripture verses. I hope you know your Bible verses and your Bible books. I hope that you can begin with Genesis and go all the way through to Malachi and Matthew through to Revelation and know, be able to use this wonderful sword that we have. For 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." It's a joy that we look each day. And as verse 18 says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." You see, we get our eyes put on things today, and we just kind of focus on them, and that's everything to us. And the sad thing is that people either steal it, or it wears out, rusts away, becomes moth-eaten, as it says here in the scripture, and we talked about that, how that they hand their robes and their clothing down, and all of a sudden, if you're not careful, why, it'll have a hole in it, it'll be moth-eaten, and it'll be of no use. And so we need to understand that those things here upon earth, we need to move forwards. So, to lay up our treasures in heaven, we can use our earthly possessions, and we need to use them in the right way. And I'm going to give you some examples of how not to do it. And we're going to go to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. 19:16. Listen very carefully. Matthew 19:16. "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said to him, Why callest thou me good? For there is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments? And he said unto him, which? And Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? And Jesus said to him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that which thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus said to his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. It's so sad that this, two things. This young man believed that he had kept all those things, and he had not. Because if he would come and be born again, know the Holy Spirit, he would realize that no matter how good he appears outside, he is born in sin. And he needs to have forgiveness. And that forgiveness comes through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So, no matter how good that you think you are, how good I think I am, I need a Savior. And if you will look to him, he will show you. The Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity, will show you clearly who you are. You're not going to like what you look like. But the great thing is, he's going to show you what you can have. And that's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He died for you, Jesus did. He saved you, and he keeps you. And so what a glorious gift that is that's given to you if you'll accept it. This young man here was told to do something that we may never be asked to do, we may be asked to do. But the problem is here, it's not that God wanted him to hand all his riches over. It's that he knew, Jesus knew the heart of this young man. And when he said, I have kept all these things, it was a lie. There was no truth in it. And Jesus asked him one simple question to find out, what is important to you? What's important? He said, just go, give your wealth away and follow me. If all this be true of the things that you've said above, that you've agreed to, that you said, yes, yes, I have kept all those, then you're not going to have any problem in giving away your money and following me. But you see, Jesus knew his heart, and he was not about to do that because he had such a great love for his possessions and money. And as the scripture tells us, if you're guilty of one, you're guilty of all. And that young man saw no wrong in himself. There was the problem. So that's what we should not do. We should not do. Let's take a look at a couple things that God blesses and God uses. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42. We can just kind of back up here just a little bit because there's several in here. Verse 39, chapter 10, verse 39 of Matthew. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. So you see, you need to, as that rich young ruler was not willing to do, and that's to give up his life to serve the Lord. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. And so you see, as he is sending out his disciples here, he is telling them and instructing them that if you are mine, if you have accepted me as your Savior, and you go out, you're representing me. And if they see you and the change in life that has happened to you and accept what you have, and you'll bring them to me, and so they'll accept what I have to offer, the gift of salvation, and then they will not only know then the Father, the Son, but also the Father as well. Verse 40 here. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in my name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. It's not the big things. It's the daily little things that we do. A cup of water. We need to understand the joy of helping each day. Now, some will abuse your giving. And we are to show Christ's love, first of all, to our brothers and sisters in Christ. And yes, yet out in the world, we're to show the love of Christ. Now, it's so important that we understand this gift. It's so important that we understand the opportunity that we have to show Christ's love to others. Trust in God's wisdom and his knowledge and the joy that you'll have. But as we read earlier, it starts with the fellowship we have with our Lord, the prayer. Go to your prayer closet. Don't stand on the street corner and shout out some prayer, but go into your prayer closet, to the corner, and pray unto him and ask him to guide you and to lead you and to give you his wisdom, and he will do just that. It's a joy to serve him and to walk with the Lord Jesus. Let's go to 1 Timothy. Got some good verses of Scripture here to stabilize us. Some things to do. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Beginning with the 17th verse. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. Remember what was said to that young man? It's easier to his disciples after the discussion with that young man. It's easier for a rich man, for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And that's a literal needle and a literal camel. Because, you see, if you have possessions, it's easy for us to love those possessions. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Let's look at some of the instruction here. We begin back with the prayer, the fellowship with our Lord. It begins there. Then it comes to be giving us richly all things to enjoy. So to have those possessions, there is nothing wrong with that. But again, by using those earthly possessions properly, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, ready to distribute. For a person that has it, to be able to give it and to enjoy, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, lay up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come. Now please, that we may trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Charge them that are rich. Those that have been blessed, see that you enjoy giving, whether it be to the local church. I believe totally, completely in the local church. Everything comes into the local church and goes out from the local church. Revelation 14, 13. Revelation chapter 14, the 13th verse. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. So we have a promise in the Word of God that what we do in His name will follow us. And then is when we will have an opportunity to rest. Their works do follow them. The rest will come. Don't think that you need all that time and rest today. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 talks about the foundation. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, begin over here with the 10th verse. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. This is Paul speaking by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. For other foundations, verse 11, chapter 3, 1 Corinthians. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So, you must be born again. Let's start there. There's no work or effort or prayer that can be heard until you, the first prayer that God hears is your call of repentance and turning to Him. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, the foundation of Jesus Christ, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. And if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? That's the being born again. Now, let's look up here a little bit. We have gold, silver, precious stones. What happens to gold, silver, and precious stones in a fire? It's refined. It's made pure. It's made perfect. What happens to wood, hay, and stubble? It is burned. There's nothing but a small pile of ashes that are left. So you see how important it is when we build upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus. Because many things that we do will be burned. Every individual will have all of these, hopefully all of these. But we will all definitely have wood, hay, and stubble. So please look to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, begin to serve him that we may lay up treasures in heaven. It's so important that you know Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?